Our scripture tonight is taken from Psalm 139, verses 1 to 4. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. What an encouraging thought that is to the heart that loves God. I mean, the Lord knows me. He knows my down city. He knows my uprising. And you know what? Even when I don't understand all of my thoughts, he does. He does understand it. And he watches our path, and he takes care of it. And he is acquainted with all my ways, not one little thing, but all of my ways. And you know what? Even deeper than that, there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. God is all-knowing. And you know what's even a little deeper thought than that? He knows all this information, but he knows me by name. He knows my name. He knows your name. There's not anything that we go through that God does not know about. And that is so encouraging. So the title of my lesson tonight is Knowing Myself as God Knows Me. And we could say knowing myself as God sees me, or seeing myself as God sees me. That's important. So keep that in mind as we go through the lesson tonight. It is most important to know and to live by your true identity in Christ. Otherwise, we risk becoming fake and not real. If our identity is not found in the Lord, if we've not made him our personal Savior, if he doesn't live in our hearts, then we risk becoming fake and not real. We're really not real to begin with until we know the Lord. We can become religious but not real. What does it mean to be real? It means genuine. You are what you say you are. You are what people see. You don't put on a front to be one thing and you're something else. It comes from your heart, because your heart is founded and grounded in God. So as 1 Corinthians 13:1 describes, we become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. This is what we can become if God's love is not at the foundation of our soul. And as a Christian, if we err away from God and we don't make him the priority in our life and most important, it can have a very negative effect on our Christian life. We have to be very careful about this. Those who truly know him operate from this identity in Christ, which begins with true godly love. It begins at salvation, and it grows, it matures. This is why it is important to know yourself as God knows you. Knowing ourselves through his wisdom and his eyes protects us from becoming just religious and becoming unreal. What is a definition of religious? It's performing religious acts but not having God-honoring hearts. So that's fake. That's not real. So in Matthew 23, he told the scribes and the Pharisees, just summarizing, basically that they needed to clean up the inside. They looked like they were all white and clean on the outside, but the hearts were not clean. So that's what they were told. That was the scribes and the Pharisees. They were very religious on the outside. So they performed all of the acts, you know, that a Christian might perform, but on the inside, they were dead man's bones. So we want to be very careful that we know our hearts through and through, and that we're only way we can do that is to stay close to God. The Bible reminds us of the comfort and peace that comes from being known and loved by God. We are truly known and perfectly loved by God, even more clearly than we can know and love ourselves. In fact, it is often quite difficult for us to know ourselves well, or to discern clearly what's in our hearts, are the longings, our needs, and our deepest desires. But you know what? Just as that scripture said in Psalms 139, that God even knows everything on our tongue. He knows everything going on. This is why we should put into practice the request we find in Psalm 139, verse 23. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." That's the prayer of a heart that wants to know God, that wants to make sure that they are not failing God. Where we get into trouble is by taking action on our own without going to the one that can guide us, who truly knows us better than we know our own hearts. Since God knows us better than we even know ourselves, we should humble our hearts to trust Him, to know our deepest needs, and not to run past Him. Rather, we should follow His leading. We need to acknowledge our limitations and weaknesses, knowing that He is always working on our behalf. Even in times of uncertainties and difficulties, He has a purpose in it, and we can trust Him in this. Getting to know myself as God knows me increases my relationship with Him. Self-discovery, or an awareness of how I really am and how God sees me, can be very scary if you have a proud heart, because you don't want to be revealed and you're scared of what the Lord might show you. This shows a deep need. If I do not want to know my down settings as much as my uprisings, then I'm dooming myself a failure. By being self-aware, or self-awareness, it means getting to know who I really am before God, and by humbly opening my heart to Him. If we truly want to know the real me, we will, through prayer, ask God to reveal to me the secret chambers of my heart. Why? So that I won't be deceived. We don't want to be deceived about our hearts. As Christians, we want to know everything that God knows about us. We want to be what God wants us to be. And we want to be careful that we don't order our steps, but we allow God to. So uncovering our hearts is an important part of our relationship with God. It's a hindrance. One of the biggest hindrances to knowing my heart as God sees me is dishonesty, not being honesty of God, being honest before God and with myself and with others. So why? It's a fear of exposure. it keeps one from not only being known, but also it keeps them from knowing themselves. The fear of exposure. So that's the fear of man, because with God, if we come before him, he is not going to condemn us. He's going to help us. If we say, Lord, I'm in need. This is a need of my heart. I realize that I need your help. God's not going to turn us away. He's going to be right there for us. So this comes from the fear of man rather than the fear of God. We'd rather seek man's approval in some situations rather than have God's approval. And this is a real trap. Too often, natural inclinations, an inclination is to run from truth rather than embrace it and trust the Lord. This way of living is empty. There's nothing, there's no fulfillment in it. Fulfillment comes from honest communication with God. That is the only fulfillment we will get. Because it takes a two-way honest communication in any relationship in order to establish that deep connection of understanding. And without it, our relationship with God is hindered. Jeremiah 17:9 tells us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? No one better than God. God knows it. It is so important that we should make certain that we do not allow our minds to be stubbornly fixed on anything that God might be trying to show us about ourselves. We hinder ourselves. We should desire to be a vessel through which God can work, and he cannot work through an unclean vessel. If you got a glass and it's already full, you can't fill it with anything else. Just say, let's say a glass that's full of dirty water. It's already filled up. You've got to empty it before you can clean it out and fill it. So that's what this is talking about. So it is so important that we should make certain that we do not allow our minds to be stubbornly fixed on anything which God might be trying to show us about ourselves, because we don't want to cheat ourselves. We're his ambassadors. We're his mouthpiece as Christians. So let's just remember that. We don't want to be the vessels. There could be such things as pride and vanity, dishonesty, anger, deceit, you name it. All kinds of things can go in this list. We should ask him to reveal it to us, not run from it, but embrace it. Just go ahead and just say, Lord, I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to be honest about it. I need help in this area. You know, the scripture talks about besetting sins. Lord forbid, we don't have to have besetting sins. Those are the sins that sometimes just keep coming back and we just seem not to be able to get a... It's the one that bothers us more than anything else, whether it be fear, anxiety, whatever, lying, dishonesty, self-righteousness, whatever. But there's nothing that God can't give us victory over if we approach it with him. We need to approach it, and we need to allow God to show us how he views us. Sometimes we can be deceived in thinking that we're A-okay and that everything's all right, but we need to be very careful not to cover our sins. And I will refer to these, if it's not God-honoring, it's sin. And if we pretty it up with anything else, we'll never get victory over it. We'll never get help. We'll never see it for what it is. And we need to always remember that sin was what put him on the cross and his love for us. So because of him, we can overcome sin. We're not going to be perfect, but we should desire to be as close to God as we can and not make excuse for sins. It's very dangerous to evaluate ourselves through our own eyes. As we've already read those scriptures, the heart can be deceitful, it can be wicked, and it can fool us. This is why we fail the Lord and continue to deceive ourselves if we're not willing to open our hearts and ask the Lord to come in and to show us. Just shine that light in our hearts. And if we've got that humble heart, He will do so. Sometimes it can be difficult to even try to wrap our minds around life in general. I mean, look at everything going on in this world. It is so difficult. But as a Christian, we are overcomers. We talked about this a few weeks ago. And last week, we talked about being complete in Him. So if it's difficult to wrap our minds around life, it's hard also sometimes to wrap our minds around ourselves and just to understand what's going on. But God knows us. Go back to the beginning of the scripture that we started out with. Nothing fools Him. Even David in, I believe it was, I don't remember now. I may give you the wrong one, but I believe it might have been Psalm 139, verse 6. I didn't go down that far with the scriptures I gave you, but I believe that's where it was when I read it. Declared that this profound awareness seemed too wonderful for him. It seemed that it was unattainable. But David found his heart humble to know his own faults, and he humbled his own heart. And that's why he could accept that through God, that his own sins, his own failures could be forgiven and God could help him, all because of the goodness of God, the love of God. So only God can reveal to us the obstacles we face within ourselves, such as defensiveness. Have you ever been defensive over something? And that comes from a root of pride. Or angry. It could go on. But if we can open our hearts and really care to know, really want to know, and correct these areas of our lives, God's there. He's right there to help us. And we never ask one thing, one spiritual thing that's going to benefit us spiritually that God does not hear and honor. If it's for spiritual benefit and God knows it's for His honor and glory, He will meet that need. Knowing yourself is extremely important to pursue because we can not only misunderstand God in others, but most importantly, we can have a misunderstanding of who we really are in God's eyes, and we don't want to do that. If there's something wrong with me, just like when we detect something and we don't have the answers for it, we have to go to the doctor. We don't want the doctor to beat around the bush if he has some medicine or antidote that's going to help us. We want to go straight to the problem and say, "Doctor, what's wrong with me?" And even though it might be hard, it's hard sometimes to face up to what we've done wrong, to sin or a failure that we have failed in, something we failed in and affected the Lord, our testimony. That's hard, but with a humble heart, we can rise above it with the Lord. So it is so important to pursue knowing myself and asking the Lord. We don't want to misunderstand God, and we certainly don't want to misunderstand ourselves. Our own pride blinds us with inaccurate ideas about who we are in relationship with God. Let me tell you something. It doesn't take much for the Lord to put me in my proper place when I think about who He is and who I am and what He's done for me. It does not take long for me to really be broken over it and to know that I want a right relationship with God. I don't want to have inaccurate ideas about who I am. I want to know so that I can fix it with the Lord. So, you know what? A good example of this is ask yourself this question. Who do we have in control of our life? Who really is in control? It's easy to say God controls my life, but in reality, we need to make sure that that's true. Do I control myself and most of my affairs? And I pretty much sometimes, to make myself feel good, ask God, is it okay if I do this or can I do that or other things, whatever, but sometimes we take that control. We don't wait. We're not patient enough to hear from God. We also affect our testimony to those around us if we are not in reality of how I'm coming across in my testimony to others. Because if there's something not right and I'm affecting other people, I need to know, because I'm His ambassador. I'm His child. And I do not want to hinder my testimony and hurt the Lord and cause someone not to trust in the Lord because of my failure or my sin. Well, there's no shortcut for developing the spiritual self-awareness of how God sees me. As a Christian, God gives us His Spirit that lives in our heart at the day of salvation. It lives, that Spirit of God lives in my heart. And He has given us His Word to guide us so that we can be in reality to where we are with God, that we can know that. If I am in spiritual need, if my heart is open to Him, He will speak and He will reveal to me not only the area needing to be corrected, but the blessed fact that He gives me the victory to overcome it. I don't have to do it alone. Don't let the devil tell you that you're going through something or that there's something in your life that's just been a habit of yours for all of your life and you can't overcome it. With God, you can. You just have to want that more than anything else. A deeper awareness of God leads us to a deeper awareness of where I should be with Him. How do we accomplish this needed deeper work in our hearts? There's two ways. Only by abiding with the Lord and by drawing near to Him. This reframes how we see and understand ourselves. When your relationship with Him is your most important priority and goal in life, the Lord will give you wisdom to walk closely with Him and the wisdom and discernment you need to make you aware of your own heart needs in order to remain in a relationship with Him that He can approve. It does not matter what man thinks about you. It matters what God thinks. And if you have His approval, you do not need man's approval. If you know in your heart that you know God's will, you do not have to worry about what man says. We do not need to put all of our trust in man. We need to put it in God and trust Him to meet our needs. So in order for us to be in the right relationship with Him. We've got to have a two-way communication. You know, communication is not one person doing all of the talking or one person doing all of the listening. It works both ways. With God, it's praying and He's listening, and then we must listen. We must listen to what the Lord has to say to us if we intend to move on with Him. And, you know, if you love the Lord and you've got your priorities right and God is first above anything else, everything else begins to fall in place. So it is very important that we ask the Lord for His approval, not man's approval. You won't be disappointed. So you will find that your true identity is in Him. And in doing so, you will find your worth in the Lord. It will not be a self-worth. But you know what? The Lord counts us as very important. And He loves us very much. So you want to know your heart so that by knowing myself, that I can know God. And I want to know myself as God knows me. I don't want to miss one thing, because God has a great purpose and plan in that. And you know what? If you communicate with the Lord, you're going to walk away from that time with the Lord feeling uplifted and knowing that God has your best interest in mind. So it is most important to know and to live by your true identity in Christ. And what that means is honestly knowing my true identity, knowing who I am, and that the world or nothing of the world or anything that I could do, any of my talents, anything that I'm great at or who I am or who I think I am does not define me. But the bottom line is that Christ defines me. And in order for Christ to do so, to define who I am, I have to deal with things in my heart and life that are not right. Sins that are hidden need to be uncovered. And if we will humble our heart, pride will not get in the way, but pride will hinder you from coming through and getting a victory. And who is behind pride? We know that the devil is behind pride. And anything that is evil is not of God. So I trust that you took something away from this lesson tonight. I sure did in preparing. I took a lot away and hide it in your heart and put it to practice and abide in the Lord and draw near to Him. Don't try to figure things out yourself. Human reasoning will get you into trouble every time. It will get you into a heap of trouble.